I'm Robert Allen, celebrating success with Dave Spence of Spence Sells Homes. Welcome, Dave. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me. I love it being in here.
How long have you been a realtor?
I've been a realtor since 2002. I started with another real estate celebrity with Dallas Croft. He was my mentor, and then I took it off from there. That was a great experience to have with him.
How in your business do you judge your success?
Success would be mostly, well, sales are a lot as a way of gauging it. But then, you know, having the repeat business, having people refer your name, if you've done a good job, then they'll tell their friends or their businesses that are hiring for people who are relocating here. And that's how we gauge it in our office.
What are the keys then to making sure that happens, to being successful?
Keys of success, you have to have a certain kind of personality. You got to enjoy your work, for one, but then being honest, transparent with your clientele, and knowing the area. I've been here since 88. That's when we moved here. And going through the school systems, knowing things that maybe other people don't know about our community, how the community has grown, that I think that's one of the biggest keys, is knowing our community for people that are buying homes in the area.
You primarily work solo.
I'm an owner of Icon Real Estate. The other owner is Mark Francis. And we have about 7 agents in our office. But as far as my team, it's just myself and Erin Boupre, who's my assistant. We just team up, and she does a great job of doing the paper pushing and following up with clients and social media and things like that.
What makes sort of working by yourself, what makes that challenging?
You have your family life, and then you have your business life, and you have your business family, and then, you know, you have your family at home that, you know, you're having to balance. Like, I coach soccer for my kids, and making sure that you can be there for appointments, but sometimes appointments can be late in the evening, and then sometimes they can be early in the morning, and then weekends, and it's a balance. You have to have balance. You have to set your own schedule. When you're talking about going solo, that's a pretty vital part for an agent to be successful.
We've talked with others in this Celebrating Success initiative about the future, not only in their business field, but also the community at large. Well, your business, real estate, very tuned in to the area's economic health. What do you think the future looks like locally?
You have a large amount of businesses coming here. You see a lot of, if you drive down 81, you can see the big companies that are going into these industrial parks, big storage facilities, warehousing. You know, Procter & Gamble is north of us in Martinsburg. We have the Amazons, we have the FBI buildings that are being built. So we have a very, and of course, you know, Valley Health being for medical services, it's a very great setup for people moving here for jobs, and the jobs are well paying for our area. And then of course, the influence from Washington and Northern Virginia. So I think with all those variables, we're very well set up to be economically good, outstanding, you know, a global type of recession. Winchester, thankfully, we have those types of businesses surrounding us.
What attracts people to this area? You alluded to some of it, proximity to the D.C. region and all, and some of the jobs, but as far as the livability conditions?
Yeah, taxes. People have noticed that we have a lot of retirees coming to our area because of course, again, the medical services, but then taxes are lower from where they're coming from, whether they're coming from upstate New York or the New England area or D.C. And I think that our weather is fantastic. We don't have any major issues with hurricanes or snow, anything. So people just love coming here and knowing that they're going to get four seasons, and then that we have a housing inventory, thankfully, that we can supply them with either retirement or for young business professionals or families. All is covered in our area. We have the rural part of our county, and then we have the high residential on the east side of Winchester and downtown. It's a good mix.
Anything else you want to add as we talk about celebrating success?
I want to say thank you to a lot of people in our town. It's growing, but it still has a small town feel where you can market yourself through the different avenues and be very successful through those ways. But I still think if you're grounded in the community, if you're willing to help in different areas, like for me, it's coaching. I think that you get a return on your investment for doing that. And then success comes from that. That's what I definitely want to get across.